You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Many of you have been depressed. You're isolated. You're way too isolated and fragmented. You're taking things personal, and God is lifting up your head now because He's about to lift you. Get out of self and start depending on God. I don't care how great you are or how great you think you are. He doesn't care about all of that. He wants to be Lord. And the reason why He's lifting is because He wants glory.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Elevation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 21 and 24 through 28.
That is 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21, and then verse 24 through 28. And the word of the Lord reads like this: When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow. Verse 24, after he was weaned, speaking of Samuel, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephod of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When he had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. Now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. One verse out of 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 29. One verse, 1 Samuel 2, 29. The boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord. Are we in the right book? 1 Samuel 2, 29. And in favor with the Lord and with men. Do we have the right verse? 1 Samuel 2, 29. 26. Look at the 26th verse. I want to be clear. That's it. And the boy Samuel continued to what? Grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men. He grew in stature. Thank you so much. Sorry for that mistake. I want to share with you from a series called SOAR, which is an acronym. And I'll share it with you in both services. And today's message is just one word. Write it down and say it as you do it. Elevation. 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 I believe the Lord is about to lift the head of this ministry. And I'm not speaking of myself. I'm talking about lift your heads. Expect your head. The finger of God is going under the chin of his people. And he's lifting you up. Thank you, Lord. It's about to lift your countenance. Thank you, God. So, Father, I give you praise for this message and for this moment. As Samuel grew, after his mother paid the vow, he grew, I pray that this message would help us to focus on growth and elevation. I give you praise that the strategies of the enemy are spoiled and the purposes of God are revealed. I pray now for a release to teach with accuracy. Send your word and send an anointing that would make my task of preaching bearable. Use me for your glory. I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be accurate and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I give you praise for the lift, for the elevation, for the rise, for the growth, the expansion. Thank you for sustaining the work in the hearts and in the lives of your people. I pray that there will be electricity in the air. Charge this atmosphere with faith. Throw your glory, your weight, your Shekinah, your Kabod around. We will give you glory and praise. Sanctify us and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we clap our hands for the word of the Lord? First Samuel is one of my most treasured books in the Bible because it speaks of a shift. It speaks of a shift. The rise of Samuel, it speaks of a shift as the nation of Israel comes out of an era where judges led them to a point where God was about to establish a monarchy. And he used Samuel to prepare the nation for that transition. The transition that will produce one of the greatest kings ever. But before there's a David, there's a Samuel. And before there's an anointing, a lot of times in your life, God will do something special, send someone out ahead of you. I know a lot of us may not understand it. When God lifts us, usually he's already done work in the darkness. He sent something out ahead to move obstacles out of the way, to bring clarity of mind and thought, because he had a purpose that he was trying to fulfill. In other words, we're interconnected with each other. Every present move of God is connected with the previous move. Please don't get that twisted. And that's why we give him praise for what he did, for what he's doing. And prophetically, we believe he's going to do even greater things. But don't get it twisted. We're all one in Christ. I like the song, "We Are One." In the spirit, we are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are one. The husband of Hannah went up with all of his family, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. He didn't just go to church or send his wife to church. He went with them to church. I want to encourage this generation, stop sending your kids to ministry and lead them to ministry. He went up with his family to offer his annual sacrifice unto the Lord. We know that these inferior sacrifices are done away with. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, and you don't need to pull a bull to the house of the Lord or a goat or a pigeon and sacrifice it here. He did it once on the cross. And I just want to encourage teachers and leaders around the country to please remember Jesus. Don't just preach self-helps and what you need to do to overcome your trials. You got to bring people back to the one who made it possible. We live in a time now where Jesus' name isn't even mentioned in churches. We don't have to mention his name. We just mention help groups and help stuff. But we got to call on the name of Jesus, for he that calls on the name of the Lord, come on, he shall be saved. You don't call him because you're dying and going to hell only. You call him because he's Lord of all. And I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee. We don't just come to him. We keep coming. Keep on moving. Don't stop. You got to keep pressing and moving toward the Lord. And the scripture says in verse 24, after he was weaned, in other words, he had a time with his mom, where he received breast milk. In other words, she nurtured him. She spent time with the boy. And psychologists say when children don't have a connection with their parent in the early moments, you usually see a separation with the parent in the latter moments. And so we got to make sure we connect when they're young. We don't pass them to grandparents. Yeah, I'm preaching, man. Hannah weaned him, his natural mother. And if you don't want to be a mama, don't have babies. If you don't want to be a dad, you got to stop it now. Somebody's got to nurture the children. Psychologists say you can place a picture frame, a bat, a football in front of kids when they're born, 3-4 days old, and they won't connect with it until the face comes before them. And they'll lock on that face because something inside of the child is trying to connect with the human being. Just like your phone when you ride down Palm Bay Road and you get next to Starbucks or some other place that has Wi-Fi, your phone tries to connect with something. You don't even have to try it. You have to be intentional. Say, I'm not going to let my phone connect with that network, and I'm not going to let it connect with this network. You have to be very intentional to keep your phone from connecting because it's trying to reach out to something, just like we do. We're looking for connectivity. Thank you, Jesus. But God wants you to start connecting with his word and with his will and with his ways. And he wants you to connect with his network, his peoples. Glory to God. And he will bless you if you do so. So they used to sing a song, stay connected to the tree of life. And we need to stay connected with the network that comes from the tree. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her. Young as he was. Why would the scripture say as young as he was? Because you're never too young to come to Jesus. Actually, they should be in the house. They should be in your nursery at home and then to the house of the Lord. Faith, family, and then finance. Don't go for finance when your faith is off. Or go for finance when your family is off. Faith, family, and finance. After the boy was weaned, the scripture says, the young boy was weaned along with the 3-year-old bull, and he fought a flour and a skin of wine. So he brought the bull, which represents meat. This is the strategic plan of God according to the old covenant. But I need you to see something. Though we're not bound by these inferior things, you need to look at it. It's clear. The scripture says the boy was weaned with his mother. He brought him to the temple or to the tabernacle to offer up a sacrifice to the Lord with the 3-year-old bull. That's the meat. An ephod of flour, a measure of flour, and a skin of wine. That's almost like a bottle of wine, a skin of wine. It was in skins at that moment. These are specific requirements that is brought before the Lord to sacrifice unto the Lord today. Well, we don't need to bring it, but you need to understand it's specific. And for every generation, even in the new covenant, there is a sacrifice that should be specific to you. If it's a measure of flour, you can't just throw him pinches of it. It's a measure of flour. A measure of flour. If it's a measure of wine, you can't just throw him a teaspoon of it. You got to bring him the whole skin. If it's a 3-year-old bull, the meat needs to be hefty. It needs to be real. You can't just say, well, I'm going to throw in what I didn't eat, the leftovers. The whole thing needs to come to the Lord. Glory to God. Let's take it to the 21st century. God is not asking you to pull a bull in here, but the bull in you needs to come and lay on the altar. That resistance to the Lord needs to be laid at the altar. Guess what? That bull didn't want to come to be slaughtered. They had to have some type of harness on it and drag it in. And that bull that we have in us needs to come to God and lay at the altar. That flour needs to be given to the Lord. The proper measure of it needs to be given to the Lord. And the skin of wine needs to be brought to God. When that happens, God opens up the door. Glory to God. And they brought the boy to Eli along with the sacrifice. And what I'm afraid of right now, we want elevation, but I'm afraid of this generation not being taught to sacrifice. I think it was Bishop Jace that said, this is powerful, strong men produce weak children. What he's saying is that we don't want our kids to go through what we went through, and so we keep them from going through things by rescuing them. And if they don't go through anything, if we want to protect them all of the time, we'll produce weakness. Thank you, God. That's why we got to learn how to be parents and follow the Lord. Sometimes we hold, sometimes we release. Sometimes we say yes, and sometimes we say no. We don't say no all the time. And we can't say yes all the time. Train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will come back to God. Can somebody say amen? Amen. He brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, Lord, I promise the Lord that I will give him back to you. And now I'm doing so. So now I give him, verse 28, I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. In other words, the boy followed his mom's instruction. She gave him to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord. And then in 1 Samuel 2 and 26, the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with man. No matter how powerful or strong we may seem, no matter how powerful you may seem in your life, you need to understand there's one who is greater than you, more powerful and more stronger, and we need to negotiate with him. And I'm speaking of the Lord. Write it down. God is more. God is more. What do you mean? He's more than you could ever be. He's more than you could ever imagine. He's stronger than us. He's bigger than us. He's wiser than us. And we must go to him. We must negotiate with him if we're going to be successful. I decree and declare, I believe the Holy Ghost spoke to me, that he has made a decision about you. God has made a decision about you. And his decision is simply this. He has decided to lift you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here to bear the news. God has decided to lift your head. As I shared with you earlier, I see the Holy Spirit taking the finger of God and placing it under your chin and lifting your head up. Many of you have been depressed. You're isolated. You're way too isolated and fragmented. You're taking things personal, and God is lifting up your head now because he's about to lift you. Get out of self and start depending on God. I don't care how great you are or how great you think you are. He doesn't care about all of that. He wants to be Lord. And the reason why he's lifting is because he wants glory. Thank you, God. He has decided to lift your head. Thank you, Lord. Joseph was in the dungeon and he saw a lift. He was in the dungeon, but he was a seer. He had dim light naturally, but he could see clearly. There the baker and the butler, the cupbearer and the baker came into the dungeons. And the scripture says they had dreams. Joseph interpreted the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker accurately. And he said, in 3 days, hallelujah, Pharaoh will lift your heads. Glory to God. I see the same thing prophetically. In 3 days, Glory to God. God is about to lift your head. Some of you been in the dungeon, but you're about to rise up out of it. Some of you been in the dungeons of depression. God is about to take you up out of it and restore you to your rightful place. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. No devil that puts shackles on you will hold you fast. No enemy of your soul will stop you from rolling and being what God wants you to be. Nobody will be able to hold you down. God is lifting your head. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to receive that in Jesus' name. Come on, there's a lifting of the head. There's a lifting of the heart. There's a lifting of the eye. Beyond the hills. To where my help comes from. My help comes from you. Yeah, there's hope in Jesus. God has decided, in spite of the shackles and the dim dungeons, the damp dungeons, the mildew around your life, He's made a decision to lift you. Elevation. God made a decision to lift the boy while he was in his mother's womb. Thank you, Jesus. God made a decision to lift you when you were confined and suspended in a liquid, connected with a lifeline in which you were nourished. Couldn't open your eyes. He made a decision about you. Thank you, Lord. Suddenly, the water breaks and you're propelled through a dark and narrow tunnel. And after you squeeze through it, you're hit with a brilliant light. First thing you do is not say hallelujah. You cry. That's what's about to happen to many of you as he births you into a new season. He's about to birth you into a new season. And when he hits you with this brilliant, spectacular light, all you're going to do is cry and give him the glory. I didn't know it could be like this. It's been hell for many years, but God is about to lift your head. Let me tell you why he lifts us, because we're in deep depression. David wrestled with deep sorrow in his heart. That's Psalm 13 and 2. He wrestled with deep sorrow in his heart. He wrestled with deep sorrow in his soul. You see it on the screen. Then the Bible says Peter wept bitterly. He wept bitterly in Luke chapter 22 and verse 62. Let me tell you something about God. He's acquainted with grief and sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. And he was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, come on, say, we are healed. The lift is not just to elevate you, but to heal you. I see healing breaking out in the church. I see kingdom expansion financially. And I see souls being saved by the power of God. I'm going to decree it, and you're going to see it happen. Glory to God. He's acquainted with your weeping and your sorrow. He's acquainted with grief. And here's the seeing prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah. He asked God to end his life. He was going through so much sorrow. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 4. You write it down, go back and visit it. 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. The man was in such a depressed state, he asked God to take his life. Can believers feel like committing suicide? Yes, they can. We're human beings. You cut me, I'm going to bleed just like you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Elevation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-0308. That's reference number 2309-0308.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time for the NFL season, and AIM wants to rally in the red zone. Men are invited to a monthly fellowship on the fourth Monday night of the month, beginning September 25th at 7 p.m. in the fellowship hall. The Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of those teams, come on anyway and hang out with us. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love. Are you ready for some football?
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless. Thank you.